one of Vermont's best-known journalists has died. Marcellus Parsons of Shelburne died today after a battle with cancer. He was 70 years old. VPR's Steve Zind has this remembrance.
During his 43 years with WCAX, Parsons saw himself as a reporter first and foremost, even after he took his place behind the anchor desk in 1984. In a 2002 interview with VPR, he talked about the qualities he valued in a television reporter.
An inquisitive mind, a good writer. I mean, my God, what you look like is obviously not that important. Look at me. I mean, I never thought I would be on TV.
For many years, Parsons anchored the WCAX hour-long newscast alone. Kristen Kelly joined him as co-anchor near the end of his career. Kelly says Parsons served as a mentor to her and other young reporters.
It was clear when he did not like something, and he was effusive when he did like something.
WCAX news director Anson Tebbett says in a medium where brevity can trump substance, Parsons often demanded that reporters' stories contain more information, not less.
It was always too long when you walked in the office, but when you left the office, he had added 15 or 20 seconds to the story because it was needed to be done.
VPR Senior Vice President John Van Hoosen was managing editor of the Rutland Herald when Parsons was WCAX news director. He says Parsons was competitive, but also collaborative, working with the paper on polls and debates and even sharing news.
Governor Richard Snelling is dead. He was alone at the time.
When Parsons learned that Governor Richard Snelling had died suddenly, he was one of the first to alert Van Hoosen.
You know, Marcellus was thinking, let's get the best journalism out for the state of Vermont. That was him.
Van Hoosen says Parsons exemplified a generation of reporters whose careers were shaped in the post-Watergate era and who valued a probing style of journalism.
Marcellus, for me, was the consummate professional. I mean, he was a suit and tie journalist, but he was a colorful person. He was very eager to engage you in a conversation and perhaps take the opposite side.
In spite of a gregarious nature, Parsons kept public officials at arm's length. He explained why in the 2002 VPR interview.
Somebody told me once that reporters don't really have friends. You've got to be careful sometimes because you may have to shop your friend and expose them for the wrongdoing that they have done.
Those who knew Parsons called him by his childhood nickname, Div. As the son of a Foreign Service officer, he spent part of his childhood overseas. That background made him a bit of a Renaissance man. Parsons soaked in information and relished telling stories, often generously salted with colorful language.
He had a certain panache about him, too.
Kristen Kelly says Parsons enjoyed rides in his convertible and taking people out on his vintage boat.
He loved sort of squiring people around, and so there was sort of a dashing quality to him, too, that seemed old-fashioned in a way.
In 2002, when asked to describe his role as a journalist, Parsons resorted to an old-fashioned image.
I am the town crier of yesterday. I'm wandering through the community, ringing a bell, say, hear ye, hear ye.
Parsons is survived by his wife, Julie, a daughter, Susan, and a granddaughter. Funeral arrangements are pending. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.